Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in more detail in the second hour, rape gangs target whites in Zimbabwe, white slaughter in South Africa, a plan to kill all whites. And again, the liberals will just love that. You're racist if you're not for killing all whites. A student group stands by Reconquista plan. Mecha says the Southwest belongs to Mexico, will be taken by force. And Mexicans in Mexico chant Usama, 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 and boo the Star-Spangled Banner at a soccer match for the qualifying round for the Olympics. And George Bush supports open borders and supports people that support his business partner, Osama bin Laden. What do the radical racist Mexicans George Bush and bin Laden have in common? They all hate America. The terrorists did attack us because they hate our freedom. The globalists are the terrorists. They carried out the attacks as an excuse to destroy our freedom. You see, Bush, if the terrorists attack us because they hate our freedom, why are you giving them what they want and getting rid of our freedom? We're about to go back to Chris and Barney and Eric and Bill and Brad and everybody else. We got Paul Watson coming up. We've got folks from Ranch Rescue coming on the broadcast as well. You do not want to miss this jam-packed second hour. Got a bunch of other Iraq news, weapons of mass destruction news, you name it. Chris in North Carolina was asking about the Matrix system and how that ties into CAPS 2 and... The most important thing I can say about Matrix, Total Information, CAPS 2, all of this, is that they're all just nodes and names. You know, it's like when the government sends a nuclear submarine out to patrol and to spy on the Russians, they'll give each operation a name. Whereas you have the nuclear submarine going out, it's part of the Navy, it's involved in a CIA program. The Navy and the submarines and the CIA will stay, but each name is different for each operation. And that's kind of a weird analogy, but they throw us off with names like the TIPS program. Your cable guy and your phone guy and your neighbor are going to be, you know, going to be spying on you, and all the truck drivers. And to have a job, you'll have to enroll in this to be part of the spy network. And, oh, you don't like that? Okay, we'll cancel it. Well, they cancel the name and double the funding of the actual program. And so they came out with the Matrix system last year, and they go, oh, it's been in operation for 5 years, and 7 states are involved. No, 9 states are involved. Well, actually, 25 states are involved. Well, actually, 47 states have been in collecting data, but not under the name Matrix. And again, it's all to confuse you. Then they come out with the name Matrix to terrorize us that are in the know, to thoroughly dumb down those that aren't. And who you've been married to, how much money's in your bank account, how many bathrooms you have, how many children you have, how many cars you have, where you work, who you call, all your phone records, what you buy with credit cards, if it's a big company that sells the data to the feds, most grocery stores, it's all in the Matrix system. What you watch on your cable television, those boxes track what you watch, and it's got a microphone in it. They can dial in and listen to you. OnStar listening to you with key software through Echelon. This is all the control. It's called the National Security Agency. It's called Echelon. That's the major parent program under NSA. And whether it's Defense Intelligence or the CIA or the state police in New Hampshire, they all collect data and feed it into this. Does that answer your question, Chris?
It very much does. I would also just like to continue telling people out there that get the videos, make some copies, get people aware of what's going on. Alex, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much, sir.
Are you still there, Chris?
Yes, sir, I am.
What effect have the films had in your area?
Here, you know, family and friends, they're just blown away. It is eye-opening. It does the work. Very well produced, very well thought through. You're doing a great job, Alex. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And certainly it's the best tool we've found to break people's conditioning to deprogram. Really, I'm a deprogrammer. I just lay out the facts and say, hey, America, you're in a big cult. Time to get out of it. We'll be right back with your calls and 2 guests.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the internet, February 14th. The 13th annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features 5 researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircraft in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present 2 recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th live on the internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, callers, never fear. We're going to go to your calls in this segment, Barney and Eric and Bill and Brad and others. We got Paul Watson on with us, riding shotgun for the next hour. We got Casey Nethercott coming on from Ranch Rescue. They're on the front lines with the Mexican troops shooting at them several times again in the last 4 or 5 days. There have been rapes, there have been attacks, there have been thefts, there have been killings, and it's all in the local Associated Press in southern Arizona. You never hear about it nationally, though. You never hear about it nationally. This is so serious. So that's coming up, too. We're about to go to your calls, but joining us is Paul Watson from the United Kingdom. And, Paul, good to have you on the show.
Good to be on, Alex.
So much is happening. So much is coming out. Top stories at Prison Planet. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, one of the most important things, and this relates to the website, is the Von Bulow interview, which we've got posted top right on Prison Planet. We're still begging people to do a transcript for us because we've seen in the past these transcripts get spread wide across the internet and in fact sometimes get picked up in magazines and newspapers across the world. So if anyone out there can just spare a couple of hours to transcribe this interview for us, it is posted there at the top right hand side of the page, so I'm asking any of the listeners to do that.
Paul, we don't have the contact for the other great folks that have done it in the past.
Yeah, well, I've put it out on the internet, but no response so far, so we're just hoping to get that.
An example of this is I never requested this. I don't know how to do it. I don't have the staff to do it. It's very expensive if I pay somebody to do it. people started doing transcripts years ago, and the biggest one was that 2002 March interview with Greg Palast. Greg Palast has said on the record, BBC reporter, that that's the biggest story he's ever been involved with, was that transcript. It was posted, now understand this, in over 400 Latin American newspapers, dozens of Italian, European newspapers, our interview. So, yes, folks, please go do a transcript of it. Email it to Paul. He will post it, and millions of people will read it. If somebody wants to, you know, go to somebody, you know, one of these transcription places, it shouldn't be too much. I just don't even have $100 to page time for it, and pay somebody to do it. I don't care. Just, you know, this is how you help us, folks. We're working so hard, doing so many radio interviews, posting so many stories. We need your help getting this transcript of the Von Bülow interview. For folks who don't know what the Von Bülow interview was, why don't you tell them, Paul?
Well, it's basically the most credible person on the planet saying the same things that we're saying, that 9/11 was carried out by elements of the U.S. government. This is the former German defense minister, the equivalent of Rumsfeld, the former German technology minister as well. And it's an hour-long interview where he goes through the facts about how it was carried out by the U.S. government, as we've been reporting for the past, you know, over 2 years. But the major point is, it's the most credible person in the world saying that, on top of others like Michael Meacher and you know, Stanley Hilton, representing all these top military officials, and on top of the symposium that took place in Portugal under Colonel Don de Graham, which said the same thing. So we need to emphasize these credible sources so they can back up and verify everything that we're saying, and people will be more liable to stomach the facts if they come from credible people. So we need that transcript.
Absolutely. U.S. looks at reopening Iraq-Israel oil pipeline. Pentagon asks Israel about feasibility of reactivating Mosul-Haifa facilities. We said a year before the war, well, the news got the documents that Israel's been promised upwards of a third to a half, and we're not sure. Different articles said different things, but on the low end, a third, upwards of a half, trillions of dollars of oil for free. That was part of the invasion, was giving Israel free oil, and then, of course, U.S. companies will get kickbacks. I mean, you talk about enraging the Arabs, and that's just flat wrong, folks. Just, you know, to go into a sovereign country, quote, we're liberating you, and then do this. And now here's WorldNet Daily admitting it, that Ariel Sharon offered to reactivate the old Mosul-Haifa oil pipeline to move certain, to bring sharp reactions to an already tense Middle East. I mean, how can they get away with this?
Well, another thing to mention on top of that, people will remember back in November when Bush was visiting London, there was suddenly this big bombing in Turkey. Turns out that that was a little slap on the wrist on the part of the globalists to Turkey, because this Mosul-Haifa pipeline also connects into Turkey, and the Turkish government basically said, no way, we don't want to be part of this, a week after they were bombed. So, I mean, this connects on many levels. But, yes, before the war, it came out that this was one of the main agendas to reconnect this pipeline, which has been decommissioned for, you know, over 50 years. And so here it is going ahead, just like the Afghanistan pipeline, which the BBC reported was a conspiracy theory in April of 2002. And at the turn of the year to 2003, it was there on the ground and all the companies were there. And on the construction of
when
that
we
pipeline.
Had the head of the pipeline company a year before 9/11, before the Intelligence Committee and before other committees saying, we need this pipeline, we need a military invasion.
Yeah, why did they need it? Because the Taliban were in Texas back as far as 97, and again a few months before 9/11. They were basically told that either they accept a carpet of gold or they face a carpet of bombs. And the person that was blowing the whistle on the fact that the Bush administration were trying to negotiate with the Taliban and protecting all these other Saudi oil interests was John O'Neill, who was killed on 9/11. So, I mean, these pipelines, people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, just making that up, like the BBC.
Well, they're now building the pipeline.
Going ahead, just like we said they would.
Well, I mean, it's not like we have crystal balls either, folks. Publicly, they said it was over the pipeline. You know, it's not hard when PNAC and others say this is it. The vice president says it's over oil, and then we're liberals for pointing out what he said.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the articles where the major companies taking the bulk of this Iraqi crude, of Royal Dutch and Shell, owned jointly by the Dutch royal family and the Queen of England. So we see who benefits from this. As we mentioned before, Cheney Energy Task Force documents, which featured all the maps of the Iraqi oil fields that they were set to take over. And of course, Cheney still gets an annual check from Halliburton, who were also involved in the reconstruction of these. So, I mean, we've pointed out the agenda many times, and here it is just unfolding as predicted.
Well, it certainly is, Paul. Mexicans cheering at the soccer game, the football game in British speak, worshipping basically bin Laden, booing the Star Spangled Banner, but that's okay. Mexico's our friend, Bush says. I guess they are. They're friends with his friend, bin Laden.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but even some of the hardline neocons are starting to wake up about the fact that Bush is following this socialist agenda. An example of the impact that we can have, I mean, I've been on a lot of radio stations in the past 2 weeks, basically doing interviews nearly every day, and people have heard Alex mention many times that 90% of the feedback he gets on radio shows from callers is positive. Well, I can back that up because I was on a mainstream show in Billings, Montana, a Clear Channel-owned station which carries programs like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage. And before I actually went on the show, the host called me and said that he was totally blown away because he'd read my book, Order Out of Chaos, the night before the show, and he'd actually woken up at 1 a.m. in a cold sweat, whereupon he read the book again. And during the breaks in the show, where the top of the hour news was on, he was saying, you know, I'm never going to hear the news in the same way again. And this tallies with the other feedback that I've been getting from the different hosts' radio shows that I've been on, the ones that have seen Alex's videos, for example. So the point is that there's a vast portion of the population out there who are thirsty for this truth. And I mean, before I went on these shows, I still thought we were a minority movement, but it's massive.
Well, you thought you'd be attacked, and you've gone on a bunch of big mainstream shows. You thought you'd be attacked. I said, no, Paul. I mean, they can't really attack us because all we do is go off the facts.
I've only been attacked once, and that was off air when I wasn't even there to defend myself. So, I mean, I've done like maybe 10 now in the past 2 weeks. So I haven't been attacked on air once, and every single caller that did call in agreed with me and brought up points that dovetailed with everything that I was saying. So this fallacy that, you know, you can't wake people up because they'll look at you in a funny way or they'll think you're a crazy conspiracy theorist is just not true. Everybody out there knows that this is going on. They just can't put the finger on it. And we've got the facts to arm them with that precision, which they need to then spread the truth to other people. So massive awakening out there, which most people don't know about.
No, they don't. I mean, I've done 1,300-plus interviews. It's coming up on 1,400. And there might have been a couple hundred calls that disagreed. Thousands and thousands and thousands. It's got to be over 10,000 calls that all agree. And it's, you know, I work here at the Denver Post. I'm a sheriff's deputy. Well, I'm a SWAT team commander. I agree with you. I mean, it's just, I'm a school teacher. I'm a professor. I mean, I'm a real conservative, and Bush is a liberal. You know, people are waking up. I mean, oh, it's just incredible. And I want to go to break and come back with some calls. This Pakistan nuke scandal, our government arms them. Then they arm North Korea. And then now they're trying to go, oh, bin Laden's involved. No, no. Publicly, our government is arming all these people. And the question is, Paul, why are they doing that?
Well, yeah, order out of chaos, as the book is called. I mean, Pakistan, Musharraf, immediately after September 11th, he got a gracious presidential pardon because he supported the war on terrorism when Al-Qaeda is run through Pakistan by their intelligence agency, the ISI, which is then controlled by the CIA. And so, obviously, he's going to hand out all these nukes to North Korea and Al-Qaeda because he's controlled by the CIA. It's their conduit to arm all these groups.
And then they get to keep the military-industrial complex rolling, building up, selling weapon systems, bid rigging, no bids. And this new war is domestically against us, the people, to enslave us, and then the smokescreen for that is security. But where the military-industrial complex? We'll be right back with Paul Watson, your calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
All right, folks, Casey Nethercott's coming up with an eyewitness report of the foreign troops shooting at them and a lot more from the Arizona-Mexican border. And, of course, your calls. Paul Watson, before we go to Barney and Bill and Brad and Mike and Elizabeth and others, you know, it's incredible how when they can't find their weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they go, oh, my gosh, Pakistan, a nuclear arms bazaar. But it was just a few rogue nuclear scientists there arming all these enemies. And the proof, working with bin Laden. And then here's our government helping give the nukes, along with Europe as well, to Pakistan. So it's just elaborate propaganda. What's your take on it?
I've got an entire chapter in the book where right before India and Pakistan almost went to nuclear war, this was in early 2002, you had both the British government and the Americans increasing the sales of Jet Hawk fighters to both India and Pakistan. And of course everybody knows about the 8,000 Al-Qaeda flown out of Kunduz, Afghanistan in 2001 straight into Pakistan, and then we had the bombing of the Indian Parliament, which was the catalyst that almost led to the nuclear war.
And then you have the article from 2000 where the British media goes into Pakistan and there's U.S. Special Forces protecting bin Laden.
Yeah, that was in 98.
Oh, excuse me, 98.
He was being held, he wasn't being held, he was being held as a guest in Pakistan, guarded by elite U.S. commandos, and all the ambassadors and the aid workers on the ground there were bragging about how they were working around the secret lair of Osama bin Laden. And this was, of course, 2 years before the coal bombings, 5 years after the first World Trade Center bombing. So all this stuff about, you know, where's bin Laden? We know where he is. They've known where he is since at least 98.
Well, they used him in 98 and 99 to attack the Serbs. That's a Republican congressional report.
Yeah, so he's been in their possession for a very long time, which is why this whole capture that we're expecting to be staged in the near future is exactly that, a staged capture, because they've had the intel. It's not just intel. They've been protecting him for at least 6 years, and obviously before that as well. And that's in an article that I wrote just recently, which is also on the website.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
The disturbance in the soccer game in Mexico indicates to me that the CIA and the International Police Force have a strong presence there. And just like the agents used to infiltrate the Klan and agitate them, and they do the same thing with nations.
Well, it's more sophisticated. What they've done in Mexico is, for over 30 years, they've been paying for these millions of these children's comic books, and the U.S. government pays for it, as well as the Ford Foundation and others, saying that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. Our government pays to spread this propaganda. Why do they want to do that? Because to break America up, they want to create this myth, to create the Pan-American Union.
Well, it's like you said, divide and conquer. It's the best Mexico is the best enemy they can buy for right now. But foreigners as well as Americans equate the America with the international corporations.
Well, that's true, yes.
And the thing of it is that these corporations are the ones that are causing all the disturbance around the world. And they're using American dollars and American military equipment and even American personnel to go around the world suppressing freedom-loving people over the world. So naturally, they're going to hate us.
Well, they think it's America doing that when it's the bankers using America. Great points. In fact, Paul Watson comments to what Barney said.
Yeah, with the Mexican soccer match, some of your listeners will remember 2 years ago. I can't remember exactly who was meeting, but it was a World Economic Forum of some description. And some of the protesters were holding up signs saying, begging bin Laden to bomb this World Economic Forum. So we see that via these left-wing groups who don't see the full paradigm, and via these radicals, they direct the hate, the America-hating ethic, onto these people to try and again push this split in the worldview where all this neocon imperialism is because America's bad, when basically this is all set up. So we see similarities in that case with the current story about the Mexican soccer match.
Exactly. And Bush supports Mexico, wants to get rid of the border, wants to have blanket amnesty. He supports the people that support bin Laden. Makes sense, doesn't it? Look at what they do, not at what they say. We'll be back with more of your calls. Paul Watson, stay with us. We've got another guest coming up, too. You don't want to miss this show, Prison Planet, InfoWars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, we got Casey Nethercutt, and just wait till you hear this story, this saga of Mexican troops shooting at him, the FBI arresting Casey, and what it's like to live on the southern border with the Osama-loving radical Mexicans. So that is coming up. They should love George Bush, then, his boss. That's coming up. I want to take two or three calls. I've been holding the longest here before we do that from Bill and Brad and Mike, and then we'll get to the other callers a little bit later. But before we do that, Paul Watson, just to announce something here, it'll be out in a month or so. I've already started work on it yesterday. Because George Humphrey put out two of his books that he's written, actually three of them, we carry all three, on tape and CD, and they're so well done. And people are so busy in America today that we're going to come out with a five or six, it may even be a seven CD package. We're going to read, and I mean professionally, myself and several others, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And I'm going to make a book on tape of that. And that'll be out in a month or so. But because so many people are busy, they can't watch a video at home, they don't have time to read a book, I'm a big fan of books on tape. And so we're going to put this on tape and CD, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, because it's going to be a magnificent tool, a great gift to give people where, hey, listen to this when you drive to work each morning. The average commute in this country is like 45 minutes, 46 minutes. I've seen the federal statistics. So in a couple of weeks, she'll be able to listen to the entire book on tape. We're thinking it's going to be about 6-7 hours long. You'll be able to listen to the whole thing on tape, and it's going to be a great tool, folks. If you want some wonderful books on tapes, we have all three of George Humphrey's books on tape and CD. Painful Deceptions, we have Eric Hufschmid's video, we have his book as well, Painful Questions, and we have George Humphrey's books, Common Sense, Uncommon Sense, and 9/11 The Great Illusion on CD and tape. Those are available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the shopping cart. But Paul, for folks that do like to read, kind of that lost art. Yes, Paul Watson's supposed to still be on. Did we let him go? Okay, well, let's get him back on then. Bunch of guests, bunch of callers. The point here is, for folks that still do read, Order Out of Chaos is the best book out there covering government-sponsored terror and the New World Order. And my friends, again, you need to get this book. It's 320 pages long. It covers the CIA carrying out terror, the British carrying out terror, the Russians engaging in bombings to blame it on their enemies and crack down on the population, the Israelis. This is all from Israelis, British, Russian, U.S. newspapers. None of this is debatable. This is stuff hidden in plain view. And that's only part of what's in this book. It's full of documents, news articles, diagrams, photos. I published it in 1995. Get a second copy to give as a gift when you buy one for $11.95. And it also supports the great work of what Paul Watson is doing, so, and what I'm doing. So go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the books on tape, the CDs, get the videos, get the information, spread the word. Toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. The books on tape range from $15 to $18, and they're all over 3 hours long. So, again, folks, you need to take action and start waking people up now. Let's take three calls, and we'll go to Casey Nethercutt. Let's give Bill in Wisconsin a chance. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Speaking
about hidden in plain view, yesterday on Meet the Press, Bush was asked by Tim Russert. He said, well, both of you, John Kerry and you, are members of the Skull and Bone. And he said, this is going to set off the conspiracy theorists, and what do you have to say about that? And Bush got that smirk on his face and said, you know, this is so secret that we're not going to talk about it. Honest.
Well, then, man, I wish I would have taped that yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I don't like that guy, and I wasn't watching much of it, but I just happened to go over, turn it on, and there he asked him that question, and I about fell out of my chair. And Kerry claimed he knew Bush at Yale, and, you know, he didn't like him then, but Bush comes back and says, well, I didn't know him.
Yeah, he was just there 2 years before Bush.
Yeah.
Look. 2 years before Bush graduated. So he was tapped 2 years before Bush and was there a year before Bush got tapped. Look, again, Skull and Bones is an admitted satanic secret society. That's MSNBC, you name it. It's not debatable. But you're saying they go, ooh, the conspiracy theorist, and then Bush doesn't even deny it. He says,
oh,
it's so secret I can't talk about it. That's what he said during the 2000
campaign.
Right.
That's exactly right. And I think it was just an attempt to get it out in the open, push it aside, and move on like they so often do. But the
fact, Jim Russert is CFR, and he's one of their top mouthpieces.
Well, he wouldn't be there.
And they admitted in the Associated Press last week, last Friday, that Bush had already been given the questions and that the White House was going over and over it, having rehearsals at the White House.
Well, I can't imagine that one being rehearsed, because it didn't look exactly like it was rehearsed. But I don't know. I don't know. But the fact that it was on there again...
think about this. We have the two major presidential candidates, the president and the Democrat, John Forbes Kerry, both from the same secret society, both New Englanders. I mean, how ridiculous is this?
Well, you called it, Alex. You called it a year or so ago. You said we could possibly have skull and bones heading up both parties here for president. And
I said that I thought John F. Kennedy would get the nomination because he's a skull and bones member.
Right. Then all of a sudden they push Dean up there, and then I think because of voter fraud, they bring Kerry out.
Well, you don't have to think. Mainstream news, Diebold got caught doing some funny business in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
The same thing. Real quick, Brad in Illinois, then Mike, then I'm going to our guest. Brad, go ahead, in Illinois.
Yeah, the reason why Dean was pushed up was because it was before all these allegations were coming out, and they thought Bush was a shoo-in. Anyways, I wanted to ask you a question, Alex. I got a cell call from my brother, who's an over-the-road driver. He was very scratchy. I couldn't make out a lot of what he said. But he said something about the talk was going around the CB radio. Someone was mentioning that about this the illegal aliens coming across the Mexicans. And someone mentioned that the reason why that Bush capitulated and signed this amnesty was because with his meetings with Fox, he had told Bush that Mexico had developed a hydrogen bomb, and if he didn't buckle under, they were going to use it on Dallas or Houston or one of the major cities in the Southwest.
Any comment? That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what was going on at CB. I just thought I'd tell you.
That was on WBAP?
No, this was going around the CB radio with the truckers.
CB, it turned out sounding like WBAP.
Yeah, I just thought I'd run that by you because I was totally shocked, and then I lost his signal, and he hasn't called me back.
Well, thanks for the call. Right. I mean, look, any excuse to make excuses. Mexico is run by Chase Manhattan, Citibank, the big New York Federal Reserve banks. It is there to drive down the wages, break down the sovereignty, balkanize America. And Vicente Fox takes his orders. He's a former Coca-Cola executive. And Bush wanted amnesty before the election. He wanted it right before 9/11. They want blanket, total legalization of all illegals in perpetuity. Mike in Illinois, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I just want to tell you that I live in the Chicago area, and my daughter does not go to a public school. She goes to a private school, but I still get newsletters sent home. And starting in 2005, the middle school, grades 6, 7, and 8, they're making it mandatory for Spanish. They're going to make the kids learn Spanish. It's not a required course. Alex, what they're doing is they're preparing us. This is going to be Latin America within the next 20 to 30 years.
Oh, they admit it. And again, but they don't want the foreigners to learn English, you see. This is how they're going to break the country down.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'm not prejudiced. I've been to Mexico before on vacations. I've taken site tours off into the jungle, and I see the way these people live. If I lived in Mexico, I wouldn't want to live down there either, and I'd want to have the American dream. But the bottom line is, Alex, they're lowering our wages, they're taking all our jobs, and this country is my brother works for a company that manufactures bake pans for Pizza Hut and Otis Spunkmeyer cookies and muffins, and he just lost his job last week, 17 years employment. He said that they had to destroy all the die casts. They sold their business to a company in Mexico. They're going to make all this stuff in Mexico now, and part of the sales deal was that they had to destroy all the dies here that made those casts out of a sheet metal. So it just tells you where our economy is going. 40 people laid off of his company in that office, and you know, Alex, it's just a shame what's happening to this country. We're just going in a downward spiral. And I don't know, Alex. I know what's going on, and you know what's going on, and all your listeners know what's going on. But the average Joe Blow American, how blind could they be not to see what's going on, Alex?
America is being looted. It's being sucked dry. It's being broken down. Thanks
Absolutely.
For the call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks for holding, Casey Nethercutt. We've got Casey Nethercutt on the line with us. And, Casey, tell us a little bit about yourself and Ranch Rescue and what's happening. And again, everything Casey's going to bring up here on the show, because I've heard him on other shows and I've had other folks from Ranch Rescue on, is documented. It's all been in the Arizona news, but the average American has no idea this is even happening. Casey, tell us a little bit about yourself and the raping, the killing, the robbing that's going on, and how the feds are after citizens trying to protect their own property.
After us so bad that what, 2 weeks ago, they told me and another member of Ranch Rescue that they said if we don't stop, he said, we will set you up on charges and send you to prison. This is documented, and we didn't get a tape recorder, but we know who did it. We know the agent, obviously. They will do anything to stop us. They will do anything to hide this from the American public, how badly this country is hemorrhaging down here.
Over 1 million illegals, federal loan numbers, it's much higher, coming across in Cochise County alone each year. Just go over some of the stuff that's happening down there just in the last few weeks. Kidnapping of families, you name it.
Oh, in the last 2 weeks, we've had a 13-year-old girl attacked with a ballpoint pen. We've had a woman almost raped. We've had the Mexican military threaten, the Mexican military, not our country, threaten a member of the Tombstone Tumbleweed and his friend to not take pictures of them because it's prohibited. We've had military troops behind my property, machine guns, bazookas, the whole bit, back behind our property, watching us. We've had our own CIA, the American CIA, captured in Tijuana, captured an AT-4. This is a tank buster missile that shoulder fired. It was 22 miles from my backyard.
Also, I mean, you talk about they carjack, they tell them how they punch the people in the face, how they're robbing. I mean, because I've got all these articles right here.
Oh, you mean the girl that was beat up, the 13-year-old girl?
Yes.
Well, that actually, see, to be absolutely fair, our news media down here, they couldn't report what they thought was going to happen. They beat the girl, they pulled a ballpoint pen on her, they thought it was a rape, but they didn't have enough time, so they didn't get that far. What's the other one? The families have been beaten. The ranchers have been beaten out here. There has been so many incidents out here in the last... Well, 8 days ago, we had a professional sniper team try to shoot me coming out my back door. We've had the Border Patrol under fire, under direct fire, 1/4 mile from my home. And we saw it happen. The Border Patrol came into my ranch and said, guys, we need a favor. Don't say anything about this. That's how bad it's getting out here.
Now, again, they admit Border Patrol have been killed, Forestry Service agents have been killed in your area.
Yes, sir.
By the Mexican troops, that's the Associated Press. But lately, there's been a lot of gunfire. What's been happening?
Well, if you would look at my place where it is now, Ranch Rescue, myself, and the Arizona Militia have set up a choke point. You can't run drugs through here anymore. You can't run illegals through. Well, we've choked about 60% of their area off. They can't get through. So we're putting a dent in their economy. We're shutting them down. They don't want that. They're getting very desperate.
And there's video and photos of it. It's been in the news. These scores of foreign troops coming over the border, armed troops coming through the fences. But the FBI is not worried about that. They arrested you, didn't they?
Oh, yes, sir. They arrested me on 4 felony counts for all your listeners. 4 felony counts. And I'll tell you, after I got done with my 52 days in jail, I walked away absolutely scot-free without a conviction.
Now, I heard you this weekend describing how they tried to force you to sign stuff to go along with their story.
Now they've told you
we're going to set you up. Tell folks the story.
Well, basically what they want me to do is they want me to lie. They don't come out and say lie. What they want you to do is they want you to be an informant for them. And then they say, here's your script, read it, or we'll put you in prison. My answer to them is, put me in prison. I'm not going to lie. I'm a patriotic American, and I, by God, will not lie.
Well, tell folks what they tried to trump up on you, what happened, to you in prison.
Oh,
because they put you in a prison.
Yeah, they didn't take me to a jail. They took me to a prison, and they held me. A friend of mine in Missouri named Clay made 6 to 8 phone calls a day trying to find me. They dodged him. They wouldn't tell him where I was. Jack Foote with Ranch Rescue every day tried to find me. The only way they finally found me is they put out a missing persons report, and the sheriff found me. They found me in a jail. They found me in a prison. Now, do you understand? I've never been convicted of anything. I've never been sent to prison. They took me to a prison so they could keep control of me. They held me with no phone,
Casey,
no contact, no mail, nothing.
Enemy combatant type stuff.
I don't exactly play well with the FBI.
Happened to you. I mean, how the arrest took place.
They put my home under surveillance. And what they did is they waited until I went into town with a 19-year-old friend of mine, who his mother and I were dating back then. You know how that goes. And they had what we counted was 51 men with machine guns to take me and a 19-year-old boy down.
Well, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. And they tried to charge you, tried to get you to sign stuff. You wouldn't, so they had to release you. Now they've told you, we're going to set you up, buddy. How dare you come down here and stand up against the Mexican army?
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
We're talking to Casey Nethercutt, and I've been following this story for years with other locals, ranchers, police, Border Patrol. I have the news articles. It's a lot worse than even he's saying. And there was a similar case last year in South Texas with Ranch Rescue. One of the local landowners had French television there. Bunch of illegals come over the fence. They give them blankets. They say, get off the property, because it was cold. It was earlier this winter. And they run off and file a false report, and if it wasn't for the witnesses and everybody, this individual would have gotten a lot of prison time. The FBI put a bag over his head, the landowner. took him away, wouldn't tell people where he was, wouldn't let him have his medication for his diabetes. I mean, this is serious business. So, Casey, describe how all these armed men come down on you, what they tried to charge you with, what they did once you were in jail.
Oh, yeah. Alex, do you know the person with the bag over his head was me, right? Did you know that? Did your viewers or your listeners know that?
Well, they've done it to other people, but yes,
oh,
I know
yeah,
they've
done it to a couple of them, but that, they also did that to me. Basically, the FBI stating that any citizen that they catch down here, anyone in getting involved with anything, anyone who speaks out against closed borders, they're coming after. They're completely on the side of the Mexican government and the Mexican military. They will not help an American citizen.
Well, describe what happened to you.
Well, one of the things they did is they sent 51 armed officers after me. They shut down the street. They pointed all their guns at me, and they expected me to. They were looking for an excuse to shoot me, but actually, we had a reporter with us, and they put him on the ground at gunpoint and took his camera and film, so that we don't have any record of this because they conveniently take it. They take me to jail. They're trying to torture me. They're trying to lock me in a room with no windows, no physical doors you can see through, no lights, no nothing, dripping water, just like North Korea would do. I mean, American people have to realize, the public has to realize, it is that bad down here. After they hold you in places like this, they want you to sign documents and work for them. And as they call it, authorized criminal activity. That's what they want you to do. They want you to break the law so they can get something on someone. They ask you to lie. They ask you to cheat. They ask you to plant evidence. This is your FBI.
Go ahead. Continue.
Anyways, Alex, after they got me into court, we were in front of a federal judge who got wind of all this. And this lasted about 10 days. Maybe 14 days, 16 days, I forget which. Remember, I lost track of the days. They wouldn't exactly give me a watch. And after she heard about all this, it finally got to the point where she said, you have a choice. You can either have a trial or you can release this man. Well, they refused to
now,
have a trial.
Now, let's tell folks what they were charging you with or claiming they might charge you with.
They were claiming that I had become a fugitive from justice from Texas. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Okay, they claimed that I was a fugitive from justice from Texas. The Texas prosecutor in the case that you just described to your listeners, the one in Texas, they said I didn't show up for a court date. Well, I'm sorry, that's not what happened. I had a court date on a Friday, and they arrested me on a Monday before the court date. Looks like they jumped the gun a little bit. So they lied, they manipulated the system, and they won temporarily. They won one battle, but they're not winning the war.
Oh, it's just incredible. And when we get back, I want to describe in detail, Casey.
Yes, sir.
And we've got some time here.
Okay.
I want you to take your time and describe the things they did to you in jail. This is the same FBI who admits they framed thousands of people with their FBI crime lab. This is the same FBI that runs Murder for Hire in Boston and Los Angeles. This is the same FBI that is here to destroy America. That's their job. And they're very dangerous. I mean, I heard you describe them as the KGB. And then that's what they are. So we're honored to have you, Casey. Stay there. We'll be back with the third hour and take your calls and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.